Thanks for coming. I do need to admit that I lied to many of you. There will be no free muffins in this session, but thank you for coming. I greatly appreciate it. It's the last presentation for Organic Systems. My name is George Place. I'm a research associate at North Carolina State University, and I work with Dr. Chris Reberg-Horton. And I'm going to start this presentation. This is just our first year's set of data on this and give you a background on some of the research we've been doing in organic weed management for soybeans. And I'm going to shift into maybe some directions that we might be going with that. So typical mechanical cultivation, you've seen that. It's really the primary weed management tactic for our organic soybean growers in North Carolina. You've got between row cultivation, as well as your blind cultivation. We see a lot of talk about the rotary hoe. Keep in mind, when you're relying on mechanical cultivation, this is the only tactic, the rotary hoe or some sort of blind cultivation, this is the only chance you get to kill weeds in that crop row. And the challenge with that is, if you can see that weed from the tractor, you're not gonna kill it. You have to get it at the white thread stage. That means timely mechanical cultivation, mechanical rotary hoeing, that's always a challenge. Multiple post-plant rotary hoeing, it's very effective when it's timely. But one of the challenges with it is we also see with multiple post-plant rotary hoeing, you're stunning soybeans. You're reducing the population, but also you're making the canopy itself shorter. It seems to be stunted, and ultimately it's resulting in less yield. So you get a yield benefit up to those first couple of rotary hoeings, and then even though weed control continues to improve, the oftentimes those yields will begin to dip. So an alternative to this system, we've heard a lot about it, the crimper system. We go out there and roll down this rye. It has to be rolled down at milk or soft dough to kill it. And then you follow with a no-till planting of your soybeans. And when you get enough rye biomass out there, it works beautifully. It really does suppress the weeds for quite a while. It lets the canopy get up. Challenge with this system, and it's really the reason why we can't recommend it to farmers just quite yet, we see a lot of soybean lodging. And why that's happening seems to be a little bit more complicated than it might appear. We've also got some cultural weed management tactics in organic soybean. Chris mentioned this slide earlier. On the right, we've got the conventional seeding rate that's about 100,000 seed per acre. This is the recommendations for our state growers in herbicide systems. But you can see on the left, if we triple that population, same between row spacing, it's 30 inches between the row, but it really helps to get a more competitive canopy. And another thing that I did some research on was seeing the effect of planting a larger soybean seed. And in 2007 at this site, across our three main cultivars of soybean, Hutchinson, Roy, and Raleigh, you can see on the y-axis, weed biomass is declining as we're planting with a larger seed. These were discrete soybean seed classes, I need to say. And we also saw that same effect in 2008. So, you know, we look at these different tactics in a very reductionist approach. It makes it easy for us to get some power to see whether they're effective or not. But ultimately, how are they all going to work together? And what kinds of interactions are we going to see when we take these tactics and put them into that systems approach? So this is some of the data that I'm going to present to you. We hypothesize that we are going to see some significant interactions between these cultural and mechanical weed management tactics. So our objectives were to evaluate the two cultural tactics that I mentioned earlier, that higher seeding rate and also the use of a larger soybean seed in three weed management systems. And those are conventional, an organic secondary tillage system, and then that rolled rye system. And I'll present some data on how that affected the soybean populations, some in-season soybean growth, weed control, and well, I still don't have yield data. Let me talk about materials and methods. So the cereal rye that we plant for those rolled rye systems. Okay, first, we selected variety Wheeler. And it's important you choose the right variety because you want it to be at that milking, soft dough stage at the time you want to be planting soybeans. And so that was in that reproductive phase in mid-May. So we could go out there and kill it and immediately plant our soybeans, which is actually something that we might be reevaluating. But the other thing I want you to take from this is we grow that rye like a crop. You've got nitrogen out there planting, 50 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen, and then we go back in with a good top dress, because if you don't get that biomass, at least 8,000 kilograms per hectare of dry rye biomass, we already know from previous research it's not going to suppress weeds. We planted soybean Hutchinson in all plots in mid-May. That was right after killing the rye. So here's the experimental design, and you're going to be looking at just one replication in a four replicated experimental design here. The three main plots, the rolled rye, it consisted of just rolling the rye, planting soybeans, and then we walk away. The conventional, it was just a weed-free check. So you see the herbicides up there to keep it weed-free, and I would hand remove any escapes, and then boom, there's a typical organic tillage system. I want you to note what I wrote there in red, rain, because we were on schedule with some timely mechanical management, and then we got that rainstorm. We just couldn't get back in the field for 10 days. And that happens. That's one of the problems with this system. We tried to rescue it with lots of multiple between row cultivations, and as you're going to see, the weeds just got away from us in that treatment. So in this experimental design, then we've got the split plot, the subplot here of the seeding rates. And from here on out, I'm just going to refer to those as low, mid, and the high rate. And within each of those seeding rates, we've also got that soybean seed size treatment, the mixed. And then let me explain what the largest 20 and 50% means. So when I sieve these soybeans, the mixed treatment is just a regular bag of soybean Hutchinson. To obtain that largest 50%, I sieved them with that 5.95 millimeter mesh screen. Any soybean that stayed on top of the mesh screen, we kept. And that ended up being about half the bag. That's why I say largest 50%. And on that largest 20%, once again, a larger mesh screen, only keep those seeds. It was about one-fifth the mass of the bag. And you can see it's about 25% larger seed than that, just that mixed bag treatment. Okay, here's a visual, just 2 weeks after planting. Take note, you can really see the canopy difference between that high and low seeding rate. That's visually apparent just at 2 weeks after planting. And this kind of foreshadows some results. Because when we looked at the seed size treatment, I just don't see it. And so that kind of fades, but the importance, now watch this, I'm going to take you through three seeding rates. There's the low, look at the canopy change to the mid seeding rate, and then that highest seeding rate. It's a very thick canopy just 2 weeks after planting, okay? So the measurements, the density I did at 3 and 8 weeks after planting, and then height weekly from 5 to 12 weeks after planting, some leaf characteristics that I'll mention, weed control, and then as I mentioned, that soybean yield, can't get it yet. We have to wait for a hard freeze to kill those weeds. The organic tillage plots got a little bit out of hand. So here we are taking some of these weekly measurements, and the leaf characteristics I mentioned earlier include the petiole length and then that third leaflet length and width. Okay, dominant weeds. Sickle pod is in there, the red root pigweed, and then underneath that canopy, I assure you, is lots of large crabgrass as well. And I'll talk to you about results on those three dominant weeds that were in the system. So let me start with the populations. It was a little unexpected, but let me bring your attention here. Between those three management systems, at that low rate, we don't see any population differences. Now, granted, when we planted them, they were planted at the same treatment. But as we increase the seeding rate in that organic system, you can see the population is declining. That's to be expected. That rotary hoe kicks out some soybeans. Here's something that was really kind of unexpected. Look at this highest seeding rate in the three weed management systems. At 3 weeks after planting, the conventional and the rolled rye have equivalent populations. But then by 8 weeks after planting, for some reason, that conventional system has thinned back 16% less of a population than the rolled rye. The organic, expectedly, is reduced, although it's quite a reduction, 32% less of a population than that rolled rye system. It's not apparent why. It may be a moisture issue in the rolled rye, but I'm not sure. Soybean height, it was done weekly, so I used a repeated measures analysis. Don't worry about the ANOVA table, because it's those three effects that were significant. The seeding rate, and then that interaction of the seeding rate and that weed management system. Oh, and the seed size. So this graph on the left shows you the effect of the seed size, and it was the only effect that I could detect. It was very minor. For the most part, the two largest fractions were about 5 to 10% taller, the soybeans were taller, than that mixed bag. It was a minor yet statistically significant effect. It's the only effect that I have detected so far. But if you look to the right, we see that interaction of the weed management system by seeding rate on the effect. Keep in mind on that y-axis is the soybean height. Take a look at 5 weeks after planting at that highest seeding rate, soybeans in that rolled rye system are 45% taller than they are in either the organic or the conventional system at that same seeding rate. That difference diminishes, but still at the end of the season, those rolled rye soybeans are 30% taller than the organic tilled soybeans. Also keep in mind, you see the three blue lines, there's quite a spread of soybean height between the three seeding rates within that rolled rye system. There's a visual on that. To me, these soybeans looked like they were planted at different dates, but they weren't. It's on the left, that high seeding rate in those rolled rye systems versus the right. You can tell the soybeans on the left, they're going to be closer to canopy closure. It's going to make a difference in weed management, as you'll see. So in the rolled rye system, at that higher seeding rate, the effect on height was a lot bigger. Leaf characteristics, this was, again, one of the unexpecteds of my presentation. Weed management system was affecting those three leaf measurements. So if we look at the petiole length, the petioles in the rolled rye system were 26% shorter. The leaflet width was 22% shorter, and it was about 20% more narrow in these rolled rye systems. Why this is happening is not apparent. I think it could have something to do with maybe some of the nitrogen dynamics. Maybe we've hypothesized that there's reflectance issues as well. We roll kill that rye and plant right into it. That's a very different light spectrum that's happening on those soybeans that might have an effect. But we're going to have to do some other experiments to really tease that effect out. So weed control, our three dominant weed species were affected by the weed management, the seed rate, and the interaction of the two. The real story here is on that crabgrass. Organic tillage just could not manage it, whereas the rolled rye could. You look at the other broadleaves and you think, oh, they were better in organic tillage. They really weren't. They just couldn't grow in there. There was so much crabgrass. The issue here, and this is the ugly of mechanical weed management, if you have a grass infestation, you just aren't going to get it. And in this case, I think part of the reason that these seeding rates, we didn't see a strong influence from them in the organic tillage system, because the weeds were just drowning the soybeans, and they were drowning out that effect. But this is one of the goods. You can see from this border area, those grasses are coming up everywhere, but boom, right when the rolled rye, that line between the rolled rye system and the border area, you can see it. The rolled rye can effectively hold back those grasses. So we see the pigweed did decrease with increasing seeding rate, but the real story is right here with the interaction. Look in the organic system. You're not seeing an improvement. In fact, it even gets a little weedier at those higher seeding rates. But in the rolled rye system, as we go from a low seeding rate to a high seeding rate, the crabgrass population comes down 63%, and the pigweed population comes down 82%. So here's four photos. I stood right at the same position of my four replications. Here's the organic tillage at 8 weeks after planting. Well, you can see a couple of infested reps, but at least we can still see soybeans. 3 weeks later, where are the beans? I don't know. Take a look. It's really difficult to find soybean canopy in there. Comparatively, here's the rolled rye system. Some of them look great. Now, I'm not trying to say there's not weeds in there. There are. And 3 weeks later, we definitely see that weeds have broken through. But you can still see soybeans, and we can get a combine in there. We don't have to wait for a hard freeze. That makes a big difference. So in conclusion, there are interactions between these tillage systems and the seeding rates. We've seen them on weed control. The soybean seed size effects, they were really pretty minimal in this system. It may not even be worth messing with. It's going to need a little bit more replicated studies. And the effect on tillage system on the soybean canopy traits, particularly that rolled rye effect on those leaf traits, that's very unusual. It may give us a clue as to this whole lodging effect we're seeing, but that's to be seen. And with that, I've got some acknowledgments. Thanks all these people that give us money. We always appreciate that. And here's some some research papers that I mentioned. They're all from our lab. Feel free to read them, cite them often. And if you have any questions, I don't know, do I have time for a question or two?
Not formally,
but we're all done here, so if you'd like to ask me a question. Thank you.
Yeah, in terms of, I guess we are pretty much right on time for this session to formally end. I'm sure the speakers would not mind staying an extra few minutes. If any of you have questions, last of them, and thanks for coming. Thank you.